With a proposed partnership that would enhance the economic independence of area First Nations, an electricity transmission company is throwing its support behind Waban Tribal Council's bid for a transmission line. Five Nations Energy Inc., FENE, is the latest group to back Waban's bid with Hydro One to the Ontario Ministry of Energy for the proposed Wawa to Porcupine transmission line. This new partnership expands the socio-economic benefits of new transmission development beyond typical employment and contracting opportunities. Generating own source revenues as owners is the only way to enhance economic independence and achieve self-reliance for First Nations in northeastern Ontario, said Pat Chilton, FNEI's CEO, in a news release. Waban Tribal Council has a 50-50 partnership with Ontario Hydro for its bid. Last week, the city of Timmins officially endorsed the plan. The 260-kilometer transmission line would run from the Wawa transfer station south of the township to the Porcupine transfer station in the Timmins area. A decision on who is awarded the project is expected this spring. Obviously, there will be significant economic returns because of the equity partnership, but we also value the commitments that have been made for First Nation participation in project development. We know that the Waban Nations will bring significant knowledge and guidance to the project partnership to help address potential impacts to the environment and other cultural heritage. FENE sees great potential for Hydro One and its contractors to be exposed to and learn from the traditional teachings and inherent values of the Waban member nations, said Chilton. Waban Tribal Council represents six Treaty 9 First Nations in Northern Ontario, and five of them, Matagami, Brunswick House, Matachewan, Flying Post, and Chaplot Ojibwe, are involved in the bid. The group is open to participation from other First Nations in the area of the proposed transmission line. The five Waban Nations came together to pursue this partnership opportunity with Hydro One Networks because they share a common vision and values when it comes to sustainable economic development and building self-reliance, said Jason Batisse, Waban Tribal Council's executive director, in the statement. The Waban Nations are willing to collaborate on this partnership opportunity with other potentially impacted First Nations who share their collective goals and values. Timmins Today.